You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
G'day, Rob.
Good morning.
Good morning. Very formal.
Yeah. Well, I realised, actually, when I do my segment, because we've been talking to each other for quite a while, I just get straight into it, and the listeners at moments go, like, calm down, mate, just, you know.
I mean, I'd love to say that when we come in the morning, it's always a very, like, ease into small talk conversation, but quite often when we come in the morning, Rob's like, have you seen this thing? So I would say it's actually an accurate representation of how you launch into conversations, Rob. What's been catching your eye?
Very quickly, I'd like to say big thank you to Louis and Keg for coming out last week. Really appreciated it.
So fun.
I love the way Louis kept me in my place. I need that.
He did. He was a good fact checker, although you did swindle us all once again with you.
That's me. I am the swindler. Right. Now, when I do this segment, I try to do different stuff every week, and I try to make it interesting and maybe a little bit cheeky, my little cheeky wit going on and all that, but not today. Because every now and again, you've got to talk about serious stuff.
You do, yes.
And I'm going to talk about stuff that I don't understand. I have read this quite a few times, Googled it, still don't understand it. But BFM listeners are very intelligent. Right. Since 1999, satellites have been capturing views of Earth's oceans. And scientists studying these images announced last week that they're changing green due to human-induced climate change.
Boo.
The colour change couldn't be explained by natural variability alone. The areas of the oceans that have experienced the most colour changes are those near the equator. Now, this indicates that the ecosystem is also changing, and it's green because of phytoplankton. No, phytoplankton.
Phytoplankton. Nailed it.
Nice.
Which live near the surface of the sea, and it requires sunlight to grow, and it plays an important role in sequestering carbon dioxide. This is where my mind wandered. The phytoplankton uses chlorophyll for their photosynthesis, which in turn absorbs carbon dioxide from the atmosphere as it creates fuel. Now, the scientists published a model of two scenarios 20 years ago, right?
Yeah, that's quite a while ago now.
Of what the oceans would look like with added greenhouse gases and one without. And the latest results almost exactly match the real-world analysis. So they're like a lot of people going, this has got nothing to do with us. It has, because they predicted it 20 years ago.
It must. I mean, this is the thing. If you're a climate scientist, it sucks to have your predictions come true.
Yeah, it's like
usually
you
scientists are like, come on, I want to see my hypothesis. When it stops being a hypothesis and what's it become?
A theory?
Yeah. Theorised.
I'm glad you looked at Stella and not me then, because I was blah blah fish and chips in
our
my
resident
head.
Our resident scientist over here, but yeah, if I imagine climate scientists would just love to be proven wrong all the time.
It's just, and I'm not going to get on a soapbox and rant. I could quite easily, but come on. You know, people like Just Stop Oil. I so support them. Like, Europe is burning at the moment, and just, nothing's still being done.
We were talking about I think my favourite of the Just Stop Oil protests has been the Wimbledon one. With somebody's granddad skipping across the Wimbledon green, just throwing orange confetti to a chorus of posh boos. It was performance art. It was beautiful.
I saw someone tweet that, you know, silly little bachelor costumes, they got their mate to wear a Just Stop Oil t-shirt. It's quite cruel.
I don't know. You know, I like to laugh and joke and all that, but this is real, you know.
I've got to say, I'm glad you've brought us a brand new song, Rob, because it's nice to not end on an existential note today. Brand new track from The Bard, and I'm Amelia on the production. What's this song about?
Nothing at all.
Excellent.
That is the name of the song.
Let's give it a spin.
Ooh, it's the first spin of this one. That's a bit special.
BFM.
talks bollocks and Amelia is discreet. This is what happens when Dub and a poem meet.
Red light on, record.
It's just like we've hit the wall. You think and you think, but nothing at all. Just nothing at all. We don't have to live in fear and be sorted, it's very clear. We know what to do. But politicians haven't got a clue. They know nothing at all, just nothing at all. Well, not all of them. Nothing at all, just nothing at all. Can you hear me stutter? I blame the kryptonite butter. Nothing at all, just nothing at all. Nothing at all, just nothing at all. Can you hear me stutter? I blame the kryptonite butter. I blame the kryptonite butter. Nothing at all, just nothing at all. Nothing at all, just nothing at all. That's it. Stop. I blame the kryptonite butter. I blame the kryptonite butter. Nothing at all, just nothing at all.
Ooh, very, very nice Bard of Bollocks.
Yeah, Amelia's done just such an amazing job.
Great collaboration between
absolutely.
You two.
Absolutely, I love it.
That was brand new from The Bard, Nothing At All, produced by Amelia. Thank you very much, The Bard.
Thank you.
We will see you next week.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, actually, yes. Rob and I are off to the football tomorrow, the World Cup opening game. Very excited
about
that.
New Zealand sporting history, I'm buzzing.
It's completely sold out as well, which is awesome. 20,000 people going along. If you are one of those 20,000 people, text us 5395. We'll keep an eye out for you and wave at you in our. Maybe this is the first time I wear like national colours to a sporting game.
I'm wearing my Tottenham shirt because there is a Tottenham player in the New Zealand team.
That's true. That is true.
So, you know.
5395. Are you going to go and watch the football tomorrow? See me and Rob there.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.